Hello, world. I'm live streaming. Once again. And this time, the reason, ostensibly, is the 14th annual New York City Anarchist Book Fair, which today is happening, well, this weekend at anarchistbookfair.net is happening, I believe it's .net, is happening all weekend online. So, decidedly less exciting than if it were in a space where we could all hang out and talk about things in person, especially since I don't know, for some reason, the chat function is not working on StreamYard. However, there's another option for me to be able to see any potential comments, and I'm going to turn that on. We'll see if it actually works, but if anybody watching on Twitch or any other platform that I'm broadcasting on at the moment wants to say anything, then I've got that chat window open so I can theoretically see comments that might come in. And that is theoretical, because I don't know if it's going to work. Usually it works right from within StreamYard, but lately it stopped, even though it's broadcasting on various platforms right now. At least, I believe it is. Who knows what's really happening here in the Matrix? But I thought, for the occasion of this concert, for the New York City Anarchist Book Fair, I would do some songs from my new sort of upcoming little solo acoustic album, which is all songs I've written in the past few months, which are all relevant for the Anarchist Book Fair and current events generally. On the album, it's going to sound better, but this isn't too bad. Finally, I've learned how to use a microphone. There's a little thing there. It says, is there a message? Hey, there's a message. Excellent. Excellent. Good to meet you in North Portland a week ago, too. Cesar Augusto. I'm always amazed that people ever recognize me with my mask on. And, Somebody wrote me from Boston and said, I'm glad to see there was no violence over the weekend in Portland and this time. And by which he meant nobody was killed, because I don't know what news reports he was seeing, but, on my Twitter feed, folks like, I believe, Cesar, in another possible name, is posting a lot of good stuff, unless that's somebody else. But there's a lot of people posting a lot of good stuff, pictures, films, other things on Twitter that inform us about the actual events that are taking place, such as police brutality and Proud Boys attacking journalists. But it's nonviolent to the extent that nobody died. So that's our new measure of these things. But we're apparently in anarchist jurisdiction. It's also, as Arun Gupta recently tweeted, the three cities in the U.S. that have the largest number of reports about police brutality in recent months are Portland, Seattle, and New York City, which also are the anarchist jurisdictions. But I wrote this song a few days ago. If this were an anarchist jurisdiction, as the president likes to say. Then Kendra James and Qantas Hayes would be alive today. They would not have been gunned down by a racist police force, because we would have defunded it long ago, of course. Taking all that money to spend on things that people need, not violent gangs of thugs making people bleed. If this were an anarchist jurisdiction, as the Attorney General tells, then we would have already emptied all those prison cells that house the mentally ill and so many, many more who are only locked up for being sick or being poor or for having been set up or for crimes of poverty. There'd be none of that nonsense under our authority. If this were an anarchist jurisdiction, it'd be a beautiful scene, with so much less asphalt, so much more green. And there would be no tear gas, no eviction raids. You'd see what solutions look like when they're not just band-aids. If the people ran this city, not just millionaires, we'd take the stolen profits, that which they call theirs. If this were an anarchist jurisdiction, as the brown shirts oft repeat, you would not see these tents and couches lining every street. Without control by corporate interests that dominate our lives, making sure that they have everything while we're lucky to survive. It's profit over people, no matter how much blood they shed. If we were calling the shots, then you'd turn that on its head. If this were an anarchist jurisdiction. Well, it's nice that the streaming is working. Oh, good. It's much nicer to be able to see these comments, and wonderful to know there's people watching in Red Wing, Minnesota, and Ireland, and Portland. Good. And Red Wing, we could have met Paul O'Connell. We could have met in Red Wing. I was in Red Wing, but it's been a while. I was there, though. A couple times in recent years. And there's folks watching from England and somebody else from Dublin. Wonderful. And they're coming through on various platforms. If anybody's watching on Twitch, I'm not seeing their comments, but there's Facebook and YouTube. We're also broadcasting on Periscope, VK, LinkedIn. Ah, Chicago, excellent. I'm so glad. Cesar says it's a good way to get ready for the wage slave shift. That's good. Whatever gets you through wage slavery is a very good thing. I mean, unless it's like destroying other parts of your brain or something. But we all self-medicate one way or another. Listening to music is a very good way, I say. Playing it, perhaps even better. I don't know what the order will be for my album, but I'm pretty sure the album's going to be called Say Their Names, and the icon, or the album cover by the great Kalindi Jackson is on the in the corner of the screen right now. So I'm just looking at the lyrics on my iPad in alphabetical order, and the songs are in alphabetical order, and this is another one that's going to be on the album, and slightly altered since I wrote it because I was spending the day yesterday at the studio and getting lots of good ideas from Billy Oskay, the producer that I often work with. like for things that other people might not notice. Like, why don't you put a longer pause in right there? Lachlan Macquarie was a Scotsman who signed up to serve the British crown. He traveled round the world to America. Not long after that, he headed down to his post in New South Wales to be the governor, to expand colonial rule. Half of Sydney was named after him. Everybody learns his name in school. Just don't put Macquarie's words beneath his statue. If you do, his defenders might arrest you. Lachlan Macquarie was a governor who opened schools and hospitals. His aim was to civilize a nation in the interests of himself and capital. He was a raging alcoholic and a bad businessman, but you could say he did his best to broaden the global dominion of a project they call the Christian West. Just don't put Macquarie's words beneath his statue. If you do, his defenders might arrest you. Lachlan Macquarie stole children from their parents, never gave them back. And when Gundagara and Darawal people resisted, he orders his soldiers to attack. He said, make the Aborigines your prisoners, shoot them and hang them from the trees, so as to strike fear in the surviving natives in order to bring them to their knees. Yes, don't put Macquarie's words beneath his statue. If you do, his defenders might arrest you. Lachlan Macquarie was a Scotsman who signed up to serve the British crown. He traveled round the world to America. Not long after that, he headed down to his post in New South Wales to be the governor, to expand colonial rule. Half of Sydney was named after him. Everybody learns his name in school. That's my friend Stephen Langford, Sydney, who put Lachlan Macquarie's words on his statue with like, you know, glue, the kind of glue that melts in rain, you know? Craft glue. But he was arrested. So, another song from the imminently approaching upcoming album is also, well, they're all about recent events. That one is about more distant, but also recent in terms of statues being pulled down, you know. Here in Oregon, and I think this is representative of many, many states. I think it's basically across the board. I very few states is it not this way, you know, as far as I know, in the U.S. But here in Oregon, we have like something, last I heard, there was like something like 400,000 unemployed workers, and 100,000 of whom are gig economy workers like me. Under the new pandemic unemployment assistance program, we all, including the gig economy workers, qualify for unemployment assistance. However, the system is so backlogged and so inept because they're running on ancient software and all kinds of other problems. They never answer their phone. It's just total chaos. And so basically of the 100,000 gig economy workers, something like 70,000 last I heard have not received a penny, and it's been 6 months. and I'm one of them. And if you wonder how I'm surviving, look at that link on the bottom of the screen, Patreon. But it's a crazy situation. So of those 100, 70,000 haven't received any notification of whether they qualify or not. And 30,000 have received a notification, which in many cases was a rejection. So I wrote this song. Sit down for a moment, I'll tell you a story about lots of different people, including yours truly. When the pandemic hit, I had to cancel all my shows in the fight against the virus. I guess that's how it goes. They said to call this number if you need help with food and rent. It's the PUA division of the Department of Employment. So I get up every morning since the beginning of the spring. But if the department is open, the phone never rings. It's always beep, beep. Beep, the line is busy. Beep, 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 you'll have to wait. Beep, 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 the only answer, the tone of a failed state. There just aren't enough programmers who are still alive, who learned how to program back in 1985, when the last update was made to this broken mess, like a testament to the definition of stress. It's always beep, 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 the line is busy. Beep, 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 you'll have to wait. Beep, 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 the only answer, the tone of a failed state. My application was rejected with notes that made no sense. It's been 6 months since I applied, since I've been staring at this fence. Survival sourced completely from the crowd, hearing stories of the hunger as I listen to the sound. Beep, 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 the line is busy. Beep, 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 you'll have to wait. Beep, 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 the only answer, the tone of a failed state. The department head got fired as the tragedies mount, but we're still waiting for relief, still zero at last count. If you think the keg is burning, that there's tumult on this shore, if those checks don't come in soon, who knows what's in store? It's just beep, 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 the line is busy. Beep, 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 you'll have to wait. Beep, 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 the only answer, the tone of a failed state. That's the latest, and there we go. Hey, Kamala is awake in Australia. Excellent. Yes, a very broken system indeed. and Rick DeVoe for Fair Trade Books. Yes, that is entirely. If we met in Red Wing, it was definitely through Rick. This can be said for sure, unless it was like, no, I've never met anybody in Red Wing that wasn't through Rick. Fair to say, only been there like 3 times, and all 3 times involved Rick. And the Netherlands, wonderful. Oh, hey, we wrote a song together, Sea Shanty Enthusiast. As if you're the same Sea Shanty, well, yeah, that's Ben, right? I'm going to get to that song right away. Well, not right away, but very soon. I'm going in alphabetical order here. This is another recent song about recent events. the president commented. Well, the president, I mean, there's people that go around the United States giving speaking tours about how much they dislike Howard Zinn and other historians who have been updating U.S. history, so it's not so reflective of the opinions of wealthy white slave-owning, Indian-killing guys. And so this upsets some people. So, the president being one of them. And so he held an American history conference in which he specifically mentioned Howard Zinn as one of his enemy historians. And I just, being a big fan of Howard's and other historians of his ilk, I had to write a song. The president stood at his lectern at a conference of the press. The state of education was the subject of his address. There should be more patriotism in the schools, more saluting of the flag, more about the invention of the telephone and the plastic bag. The kids don't need to know about all the bloodied soil, about all of the rebellions or all the wars for oil. It's all far left propaganda. It should be banned or burned. We're just great and getting greater. That's all they need to learn. The president said it must stop or the anarchists will win. The indoctrination of the youth by the books of Howard Zinn. They don't need to know about the workers of the general strikes. They need no lessons on the scalpings of adults and kids alike. No chapters on the riots that brought us where we are. The visions of the damned who followed the North Star. Just tell the kids how brilliant were the founding fathers all. Just see what bullshit sticks when you throw it at the wall. Reality doesn't matter. Neither does the past, so ditch your Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz and shred your Howard fast. The president said it must stop or the anarchists will win. The indoctrination of the youth by the books of Howard Zinn. Students don't need to know how many souls were lost. Beneath the rain of gunships, they don't need to know the cost. To the nations that lay shattered, the homeless veterans right here, dying on the sidewalk beside empty cans of beer. The kids don't need to think. They just need to serve and be grateful for the billionaire and his steely nerve. He'll free us from the confines of knowing up from down. Just don't read Jeremy Brecker, Angela Davis, or Dee Brown. The president said it must stop or the anarchists will win. The indoctrination of the youth by the books of Howard Zinn. The president said it must stop or the anarchists will win. The indoctrination of the youth by the books of Howard Zinn. Wonderful. Let's see. I'm just catching up on, oh my goodness. Somebody just became a fan 2 or 3 weeks ago and have listened through everything I've released, which would have been what you've been doing with most of your time. I mean, not to be bragging, but I've released enough albums to have kept you busy for 2 or 3 weeks of listening. That's good. I'm very glad to hear it. And it makes me actually feel like I'm doing something useful when I hear such messages. I love it. I actually know, I think at least, how many people do I know who are, I mean, you know, what's his name? Brian Wilson, not the Beach Boy, but the other Brian Wilson, the activist, also who wrote a fantastic memoir. He, who also lost his legs when he lay down on train tracks and got run over by a train full of munitions. He was also another veteran, military veteran, and he was born on the 4th of July. But that's not what this song is about. The song is about a country that was born on the 4th of July and also inspired, like the last song, inspired by a staged event put on by our president. And all you music enthusiasts out there, can please note that this song is not in 4/4. It's in 3/4. As I walk down the streets of the city, see the desperate looks everywhere, the thin faces across the society, the lost and the long distance stares. As I call the employment department and the line is once more occupied in this nation that was born on the 4th of July. As I hear of the nooses and lynchings, as I listen to the president speak, upholding foundations of enslavement and slaughter beneath a destroyed mountain peak,
as he talks of restoring America while ignoring all those who have died in this nation that was born on the 4th of July. When I see the masked faces around me, across from the policemen lined up in a row, watching them once more astound me as they fire their weapons wherever we go, shooting reporters and legal observers as the curfew is once more defied in this nation that was born on the 4th of July. As I hear all the voices so loudly, shouting empty the prisons, defund the police, reasoning so very soundly, occupied by this army, how could we ever know peace? As I hear of the dead from LA to New York, a disaster no one can deny, in this nation that was born on the 4th of July. As I survey the wreckage around me, all the boarded up whipping windows of the stores that have closed, as I take in the scene that surrounds me, all the inequities starkly exposed that tug at the roots of this country, which began with a war that was based on a lie, when this nation was born on the 4th of July. When this nation was born on the 4th of July.
That's Born on the 4th of July. And you know, it's one of those confounding and really I mean, it's just like it lets you know just how deep the shit is that we're in when you see the many parts of, like, everywhere, but like in the U.S., but like the city of Portland, for example, particularly, where you can find that there's lots of, you know, radical voices in the city and liberals and all kinds of others. And of course, you know, as everybody tends to know, you know, overall the state goes Democrat all the time for whatever that's worth, which is not much at all. However, you don't have to go far at all in any direction to find that not only are there wealthy right-wingers, but there's a lot of poor right-wingers around. Trump supporters, flag-waving people. The smaller the house, the bigger the flag, oftentimes. And there's a highway that goes through this, well, there's a whole bunch of highways that go through this town. And as with so many other towns in this country, the highways here were built specifically to destroy the few black neighborhoods that existed. The I-5 goes right through one of them, two of them. And And actually, you know, those of you who have done a lot of traveling in the U.S. may have noticed that the names of the highways, the interstate highways, are named, like, the numbers tell you a lot about the highway, actually. Like, if it's a main thoroughfare, it's like either 5 or ending in a 0, you know, depending on whether it goes north, south, or east, west. But then there's other connecting roads that have other designations in terms of their numbers. And, you know, if it's called 205, for example, then it's probably like an outer rim kind of thing that goes around a city. And as with so many places, you can find the exurbs there, and you can find the people who are priced out of the centers of the city living out there.
If You live in the city, you can explore it for years. See all there is to see, hear all there is to hear. A decade might pass by before you'd ever deign, if you're driving down the highway, to take an exit lane that doesn't bring you to the airport or Multnomah Falls, but to the neighborhoods along the way with the rotting walls. Go on, park your car, take a walk when you arrive east of the 205. If you live in the city, you might have sampled all the wine. You've been to Salt and Straw and Pock Pock, waited patiently in line. Gone to every strip club you ever heard about. Tried all of the espresso, all the porter, all the stout, without ever having reason to cross that road, beyond which so many are crushed beneath the load, where you can meet a lot of folks just trying to survive east of the 205. You live in this city and you think it's so high tech. You think it's full of hipsters with tattoos on their necks, IT experts and house flippers, cold brew connoisseurs, shopping malls, poke balls, and Segway tours. Far beyond the bridges, as the tent villages grow, as the trees decline in number, and as the stats all show, so many die so young as they try to stay alive east of the 205. You live in this city and you're looking for pickup trucks, American flags and trailers full of folk down on their luck, cheap motels with residents breathing fumes all day from the cars speeding down the highway. You don't need to go to Texas or Chesapeake Bay. If before you reach the suburbs, you stop along the way, you'll find a secret city if you go and take a dive east of the 205. East of the 205. East of the 205.
And of course, I'm kind of going alphabetical, but kind of not. But it occurs to me that this next song is really so related in so many ways to that last one, because it's like people, when they move out to places like east of the 205, that's where they start out, and then they move further out, you know, when they get priced out of east of the 205, you know, then they move out to the really far out, like what used to be rural, which really is still rural, except that people are now driving 2 hours down the highway to get into Portland to work. And then when the fires come, inevitably, you know, it's, you know, for all kinds of reasons, they're getting bigger and fiercer. And it is those, and of course, the firefighters are out to protect structures. And where are the structures? They're in the cities, generally. The biggest, the most structures are in the bigger cities, and those are the places that get the most resources to be protected. And the places that get sacrificed are those places out in the exurbs, where the poor live. More of the poor. Not that there's no poor people in the city. There's lots of that too. Play another game of Scrabble. Put kids to bed. Marvel with them at the way the sky is turning red. Keep close tabs on the news where the fires have arrived. Bags packed and ready if we need to run for our lives. See the world darken in the middle of the day. Hear the stories of the people whose towns were burned away. Tens of thousands driving, obeying the mandate to move faster than the fire and evacuate.
to a parking lot in Clackamas, camping in the smoke, wondering what remains unburnt, unbroke. If things had been unpredictable, they just got even more, as the fire burns the world from the mountains to the shore. Will this place exist tomorrow? It's just a mystery, as we're living through the flames of history. Play another game of Scrabble, rallies have to wait. Even the most dedicated aren't out to demonstrate. Maybe packing their belongings or helping others do the same, almost missing all the tear gas before the fires came. They call this the City of Bridges, but if we get the cue to evacuate due north, there are only two. Will this place exist tomorrow? It's just a mystery, as we're living through the flames of history. Play another game of Scrabble, follow every tweet of anyone who might be vaguely related to the beat. Say sorry to the kids for always looking at my phone. Their alerts app doesn't work, no message and no tone. If you don't have a way to fly, there's nowhere much to go. Just look out at the horizon, hope not to see it glow. Will this place exist tomorrow? It's just a mystery, as we're living through the flames of history. Play another game of Scrabble, put the kids to bed.
Mark Manley in Oklahoma is wondering if I've had a chance to use my leaf blower yet. I'll just... This is my leaf blower. Let's see, I didn't accidentally mute myself. There's my leaf blower, and thanks for the folks who donated it. I was like, I just never stay out late enough to be around for all the tear gas, you know, and I have stayed up, you know, at protests until like 10:30, which is like way past my bedtime. I have a baby and a toddler, and then I just don't end up, you know, getting tear gassed. And so, you know, I should probably like just loan that leaf blower out to somebody who might use it. But also, on a more serious note, they are the police are actively targeting, by all accounts, people with helmets, leaf blowers, shields, umbrellas, or any kind of other things that are they consider to be, you know, sort of weaponry. So, yeah. I've been to protests, sung at protests, and have not employed the leaf blower. Nor have I worn it. I do have a helmet and a flak jacket, but I haven't worn these things because the thing is, I don't want to actually be attacked for wearing the helmet. You know, actually, I've never worn a helmet at protests in my life. I've always been gone by the strategy of looking like I could be like the dad of one of the cops, except. Their dads probably actually don't look quite like me, maybe. I don't know. Some of them do, I'm sure. Maybe more red, white, and blue clothing, but... Yeah, they're definitely out to film... As somebody's saying on YouTube, they're out to silence people who would film them, and that is absolutely the case. They are absolutely targeting journalists of all kinds, and including very mainstream journalists with very mainstream-looking journalism equipment, like, you know, a foot-and-a-half-long camera and, you know, with the massive telephoto-whatever lens and, you know, all that stuff. Press, big white letters, you know, they don't care. nice helmet issued by Oregon Public Broadcasting, you know, from all this all the journalists, whether they're salaried or freelance, whatever their equipment is, they're being attacked by the police very consistently, and then they get sued, and then they do it more. And the police do it more, and they have a slush fund for these things, and yeah, it's just. And why don't we do more songs about that? Another one from the album. I was at home with the kids when I woke up at 5 a.m. Looked at the news in time to hear the pundits condemn the actions of the arsonists who expressed so many desires when they made a barricade, set the FOP on fire. It happened in North Portland on the 51st consecutive night of demonstrations in this city, in this epic fight between those who defend the inequities of the empire and those with a vision for the future that starts with the FOP on fire. Between those who like to fumigate Portland's lovely streets, who prefer to use chemical weapons when they're not wearing those white sheets, or the ones who do Nazi cosplay like some of the cops they hired just up until the night they set the FOP on fire. The cops drive in from the suburbs. Each day they come down to defend the interests of the rich, such as the mayor of this town. And Mayor Ted loves his tear gas, though he might say I'm a liar. But not the folks who last night set the FOP on fire. So let's remember Aaron Campbell. Let's remember Kendra James. Let's remember Alonzo Tucker say their names. And let's remember the many killers in this progressive shire as the smoke rose up behind them with the FOP on fire. To start piping in the fake applause like they do on the sports teams, it'll just be like the computers will start doing it automatically, I imagine. Be part of the browser. Well, this next song was written by me and somebody I've never met named Ben, who is out there from the Netherlands. And there will be more information on the actual album, like how to pronounce his last name. Finders? Finders? No, I'm sure I'm saying it wrong, because there wouldn't be an "er." That's only in American. If there's a "er" in the name, then it's probably not being pronounced properly. But Ben and I wrote this song together a couple of weeks ago by email. I think I saw somebody die. I think I saw him breathe his last. Lying on the sidewalk with the cars driving past. An ambulance pulled over. They picked him up and threw him in. No question where he's going. Who knows where he's been? Just another vagrant
here in the city called The Hague. Did he die of exposure, or was he a victim of the plague? Here by the court of justice, in the city of the queen, in the richest country the earth has ever seen, they talk of moral obligations and international law. But I'm not sure how that figures in the things that I just saw. I know it's complicated, all the ways that life can go, all the different opportunities this guy could never know. How many chances did he have? How many dead ends did he meet that led him to the sidewalk where he lay beside the street, two blocks from the parliament, where they sing the praise of our country, of our market, of our enterprising ways. But what good did all that do to this man that I now see? He couldn't eat their balanced budget or sleep in their GDP. I think I saw somebody die.
And there's somebody else in the Netherlands I owe a song to as well, but I need to get around to that. I need to write a English version of wonderful song by Armand, Benictamin. Did you know Armand, Ben? He was a wonderful guy. Those last two lines hit really hard, Kamala, right? And those were written by Ben, incidentally. Or did he already say that? Yeah, but anyway, no, he didn't, did he? No, anyway, those, yeah, they really are, right? Those last two lines are so good. And it's the most powerful lines in the song. I mean, we co-wrote it, but he wrote the best parts. Here's another song for the mayor of Portland.
Protests have been going on for nigh 100 nights, shrouded in tear gas and other horrifying sights. Riot cops smashing people's heads into the concrete for standing on the sidewalk or walking in the street, during which you'll often hear a unifying line: resign, resign, resign. In many places in the world, chemical weapons are banned, including in some cities in this very land. But here in Portlandia, it's anything goes. Pull their masks off and spray in the city of the rose. If this is civilization, it's one that's in decline. Resign, resign, resign. It's a sanctuary city, a sanctuary for whom? Those who don't mind smoke bombs in their living room, those who don't mind being beaten if they're out at the wrong time. Thanks to the DA who dropped the charges for the crime. But how about a mayor who's not entirely supine? Resign, resign, resign. If we defunded the police, things could be so great, then Oregon wouldn't be so much like a failed state. It could be a lovely city here on the river shore. If the cops did not attack us like in some dirty war, then the Nazis come to town and don't even get a fine. Resign, resign, resign. The president dislikes him. We have common enemies. That as it may, we don't like friends like these attacking children and reporters for whichever press, gassing the whole city and making mass arrests. You're not flipping houses here, man. Lives are on the line. Resign, resign, resign. Resign, resign, resign. design.
I would love help translating Benedictine, Ben. That would be amazing, actually. That would be amazing. If you wanted to give a go at an English, rhyming English version of Benedictine, or maybe a direct translation and then a rhyming version, something like that, I would love it. That would be amazing. The title track of the upcoming album is this one. Jacob Blake was walking to his SUV. Alton Sterling was selling DVDs. Eric Garner had just broken up a fight. Breonna Taylor was asleep in the middle of the night. Tamir Rice was playing in the park. Elijah McClain was out walking after dark. Dominique Clayton was sleeping in her bed, where she was shot by a cop in the back of her head. Say their names. Say their names. Say their names. Say their names. Walter Scott was driving to a store. Betty Jones was answering her door. Philando Castile was driving home with his girlfriend. Anthony Hill was naked on the grass when he met his end. Edsel Ford was walking in his neighborhood. Michael Brown was blown away just standing where he stood. Kendra James was shot to death at a traffic stop by yet another unaccountable killer cop. Say their names. Say their names. Say their names. Say their names. Atiana Jefferson was playing a video game with her little nephew, gunned down just the same. Oscar Grant was celebrating the new year, handcuffed when the shots rang out that everyone could hear. Eric Reason pulled into a parking spot not long after that was when he was shot. George Floyd was just shopping in a store. Micah Xavier Johnson thought he was still at war. Say their names. Say their names. Say their names. Say their names. What else? Do a couple more for the... I'll do this one. The Proud Boys, it's the title track, that one. Say their names. And such a great cover art by Kalindi Jackson as well. The Proud Boys, they were for some completely preposterous reason. I mean, maybe having to do with the fact that the president tweets about them supportively all the time, and that Fox News worships them, and they have a lot of support in certain circles. The Proud Boys were mistakenly under the impression that they were going to get tens of thousands of people to Portland over the weekend, and as it turned out, according to Oregon Public Broadcasting, named the number at about 250. So it was a pretty small little, pathetic turnout. But of course, one of the reasons they were hoping they'd get a bigger turnout was because there have been two people killed over the past few weeks. One Patriot Prayer member in Portland, and then Michael Rainel outside of Lacey, Washington. He was executed. The right's been growing, traffic tearing at the seams, stark divides showing, made worse by shattered dreams. For years, gangs of armed men come with rifles and bear mace to terrorize towns again, pointing guns all over the place. Enemy must be found. Oh, how history repeats with the bodies on the ground. Blame their families and their allies marching in the streets. Lost track of how many protesters now have been run over or shot, so there's nothing very surprising how we've got to where we've got. For years they've been coming here, and by August 29, across the spectrum, it was clear what was coming down the line. On this particular night, the man who'd take the fall was a member of the far right who had answered his president's call. For years it was predicted someday someone would retaliate with all those weapons on display with that much fear and hate. Michael Rainel, he was sought for murder, the alleged crime, but he was never caught or given a chance for prison time. The cops came to the property, from local deputies to feds. They came to kill their enemy. They wanted this anarchist's head. For so long it's been true, justice has multiple tracks, one for those who back the blue, another for the brown and black, or for people like Michael Rainel, who just can't stay safe and hide, who see the rising fatal toll and have to take a side. If his executioners had body cams, none of them were on. They fired 40 rounds for Uncle Sam, one more anti-fascist gone. The right's been growing, fabric tearing at the seams, stark divides showing amid the shattered American dreams. And maybe I should end with a little public service announcement, which maybe it'll be on the upcoming album, I don't know. Yeah, I'll close with this one, and thanks everybody for listening, and it's been a pleasure. I see there's some anarchist book fair watchers there on Twitch, and thanks so much for having me play at the book fair. It's been a pleasure, and I hope to see every one of you around in the real world as well as in the Matrix here. And here's a public service announcement from Antifa. Wear a mask, wear a mask for any task, especially if you're indoors or there's not much space from my face to yours. If you care, then you wear a barrier of some kind between your face and mine. Over time, you will find it's just about as hard as remembering your credit card.
Go on strike, go on strike, as you like, but out there on the picket line, keep some space between the signs. Go to the mall, have a ball, but if you're there to shop or loot the place, don't forget to cover your face. Sanitize, sanitize, watch out for spies, watch for spies, undercover cops, provocateurs, divide and conquer connoisseurs. Drive a tank, rob a bank, just make sure you dress appropriately as you walk off with the money. Go downtown, and burn down the police station, but be wise and wash the tear gas from your eyes. Yes, wear a mask.
Keep on keeping on, don't pay the rent, keep in touch, and I'll hope to see y'all around. Bye-bye for now.